put first. We're taking action. We're renewing our commitment to you. Find out more at wellsfargo.com/commitment. Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC.
On November 8th, vote for a veteran prosecutor for Cook County State's Attorney, Christopher Fancook. With over 30 years of experience putting felons behind bars, Christopher Fancook is the right person for the job. Christopher Fancook will aggressively prosecute criminals who commit gun crimes. Christopher Fancook has been endorsed by the Chicago FOP Lodge 7, the Illinois State Troopers Lodge 41, and many other police organizations. To learn more about Christopher Fancook, visit VoteChristopher.com.
Citizens for Christopher E.K. Fancook.
I'm Dustin Rhodes, executive producer of the Mully and Hanley Show and instructor at the Illinois Media School, IMIMS. The Illinois Media School can help you gain the skills to start a career in broadcasting so you can do everything from play-by-play and color commentary to producing your own sports talk show, like you hear on The Score.
I'm Jay Zawoski, executive producer of the Spiegel and Goff Show and an instructor at the Illinois Media School, IMIMS. At IMS, you'll learn the ins and outs of the media industry from radio and television pros like us.
I'm Rick Camp, producer at The Score and instructor and graduate of the Illinois Media School. I am IMS. If you've ever thought about a career in media, check out the Illinois Media School.
I'm Matt Abaticola, executive producer of the Boers and Bernstein Show and a graduate of the Illinois Media School. I am IMS. If you're ready to take the first step to making your dream a reality, you need to do what I did and check out the Illinois Media School. For more information, go to beonair.com. The Illinois Media School, be on TV, be on radio, be on air.com.
Truck drivers, as the economy heats up heading into the holidays, Schneider is hiring truck drivers on a large dedicated account based in Joliet. Earn up to $80,000 per year with weekly home time and a predictable schedule. For a limited time on this Schneider dedicated account, get a sign-on bonus up to $7,500. Multiple work schedules available. Learn more and apply to drive on this Schneider dedicated account based in Joliet at SchneiderJobs.com. That's Schneider. Jobs.com.
Tonight, a television event 40 years in the making. Penny Marshall, Pam Dauber, Ron Howard, and more salute the legendary Gary Marshall on a special Odd Couple CBS tonight.
The Chicago Cubs are world champions.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it through to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
Congratulations to the Cubs and Cubs fans everywhere. Keep it here as the celebration continues on the official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. Join Coach Collins in Northwestern Basketball at Welsh Ryan Arena this Friday as they host Mississippi Valley State at 7 p.m. Tickets on sale at nusports.com. No rest for the World Series champion Cubs, less than 7 days since their historic victory in Cleveland. Theo Epstein and Jed Hoyer already back at work. They're currently in Scottsdale, Arizona for the GM meetings. And yesterday, the Cubs declined to exercise a $12 million option on pitcher Jason Hamill's contract, instead choosing to buy out the righty for just $2 million. Hamill now a free agent. Also, outfielder Dexter Fowler is expected to decline the team's $17.2 million qualifying offer to him, and he will enter free agency as well. Other players out of contract for the Cubs include Chris Coughlin, Travis Wood, and Aroldis Chapman. For the White Sox, they have claimed Giovanni Soto off of waivers from the Oakland Athletics. He's a 25-year-old left-handed pitcher, not a catcher. Basketball, the Bulls host Orlando tonight at the United Center. They were riding high after a 3-0 start to the season, but now find themselves back at just 3-3. Dwayne Wade says it's way too early to jump to conclusions.
We're six games into the season. Six measly games into the season. Golden State not even first place. In the Western Conference. So that shows you where the season is right now.
Over to hockey, the Blackhawks now have the best record in the Western Conference. They're in the midst of a six-game winning streak. They're now off until Wednesday night when they visit the St. Louis Blues. And in football, the Bears returned to practice earlier today, fresh off of their bye week, preparing for their game Sunday afternoon in Tampa. Marquise Wilson also back in practice today. The wide receiver fractured his left foot back on June 14th. And on Monday Night Football tonight, Buffalo goes out west to take on the Seattle Seahawks. You can hear that game right here on The Score. Be prepared for winter, spring, summer, and fall with Firestone FR710 all-season tires, now 10% off at Firestone Complete Auto Care. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. And this scoreboard update brought to you by the Backyard barbecue store, your Big Green Egg superstar in downtown Wilmette. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you're listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Cubs. 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, and the home of the world champion Cubs.
This hour is brought to you by Pearl Mortgage. Go to PERLDavid.com.
Boars and Bernstein.
Dan and Terry,
the Killer Bees.
Afternoons on The Score.
This is the new generation of Cub fans. It's the players are young, the fans are young. And you notice that the crowd didn't cheer much. They mentioned Ernie Banks, Ron Santo,
Ryan Dempster. Yay!
But they're about the now and not about the then. And it really stands out.
Theo Epstein. Younger than Bartolo Colon.
Yep.
Their front office is super young. And I think it's going to show. Like, it's the same type of thing of where you started to see in 2009, younger Blackhawks fans start to gravitate towards the team. The Cubs are making baseball cool, man.
Boars and Bernstein, Chicago's longest running sports talk show.
Baseball expert Steve Stone.
I worked 15 years with Harry, and he was there 16 years. He used to tell me that if the Cubs could win the World Series, he would retire. And I used to tell him that you're full of crap, because the only thing you do is drink and call baseball games. You can hardly drink anymore. If you take away baseball games, you're probably going to be in sad shape. So you'll keep on broadcasting. Maybe the Cubs will win two or three World Series. And as we know, that didn't happen in his lifetime. But Harry would have loved it. He would have reveled in it. But I believe there are other Cub fans who suffered a lot longer than Harry, and they were a little bit more delighted.
Boras and Bernstein, they deal in the negativity. I call them trash dealers. Dan Bernstein. Steve Rosenblum.
How about this?
It's gotta work.
Boras and Bernstein. Weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We like talking to really tired people, so that's exactly what we're going to do right now on the Boars and Bernstein Show with Rosenblum in for Terry Boars. Mark Gonzalez is on Twitter at MD Gonzalez. He was the Tribune's Cubs beat writer all this year. Joins us in the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline. Your CarX man is the lowest tire prices right now. Gonzo, are you about done? Is this one? Are you somebody who's going to like disappear to an oceanside or into a forest somewhere? What's the decompression plan?
Got my annual Wyomania trip in 2 weekends. About 30 of us go to Wyoming in mid to late November, and we go to a football game, basketball game, tell stories, eat steak, some drink beer. It's about a four-day excursion. But as far as the beach, probably not till January.
So you go to the only state without cell phone connections? So
exactly.
They can't reach you.
Exactly.
Hell of a job, Gonzo. Hell of a job.
Thanks for the kind words. I appreciate it.
I mean, that was tireless stuff. So when someone says 2016 Cubs World Series champions, what's the snapshot that jumps into your mind? What's the moment, the picture, the story? What is it?
Probably the final play. And I say that just from my own eyes, watching Bryant charge the ball. And as he threw it, he slipped. And there, my eyes kind of froze and then shifted quickly to Rizzo, who's doing the Jim O'Brien leap in the air. that's the whole thing that stands out, is that final moment.
And that smile on his face when he did it, too. That glint in Bryant's eye that the cameras picked up is like, okay, we're about to win the World Series. And even with the slip, he got it there. You know, it's sometimes for when you get lost in the fog of this whole thing and red-eye flights and waking up not knowing where you are and from hotel to hotel to hotel, was there any person along the way, anybody on the Cubs, whether player, coach, anyone, who ended up being a more interesting story, a more significant piece of this than you ever thought?
Mike Montgomery. I mean, without a doubt. You know, when they got him, I researched this guy over and over and over, talking to scouts I knew that watched him as a high school kid in Southern California. And they just said, it's there, it just hasn't clicked, but it'll be a good move for the Cubs. And you saw Joe's confidence in him just swell. You know, he made five starts down the stretch. And then the day before the World Series, you know, they bring everybody to the conference room and started asking them questions about Trevor Bauer. And, you know, Trevor Bauer is essentially a table for one. But he gave him credit where it was due, but also said, you know, this guy's he had a rivalry with me, and you know, he was determined to strike out more than me in high school and all that. Mm. And then who's on the mound for the last out? It's Mike Montgomery. So he kind of seized the moment. This guy really grew on me.
One of the things a 30 for 30 on the Cubs would reveal are a lot of the moments we didn't always see, or they would highlight what happened in moments you should have paid greater attention to. One of them was Almora's taking second base on a fly ball where a lot of guys might have gone halfway, waited, see if it went off the wall. He showed some veteran poise, this rookie, in the most important game in extra innings. And another moment would have been Ben Zobrist crashing into Perez at the plate, which seemed like a very un-Ben Zobrist kind of thing to do. Those are moments that jump out for me that haven't always been talked about. What other ones might jump out for you?
Javi Baez in Game 7 after making the error, and then looking bad at the plate, first couple of bats, drives one the right center for a home run. That, to me, was kind of the Javi Baez that everybody's been wanting to see and did see for parts of the year. But Joe said this before the playoffs to his players, that you're going to have a setback. You're going to get punched in the mouth, but it's how you rebound. And what better story than this team being down 3-1, you know, on the ropes and bouncing back in little chunks. And then Javi, for all his mistakes in the field, comes back and drives a homer to right center.
And the Schwarber piece of this, too, I'd mentioned this, I think, on Friday, that if somebody is writing a script, and not only the game itself, you know, forget the ridiculously dramatic twists and turns of the game itself, but if, as part of the script, you have the guy that suffers a career-threatening injury in the third game and then is somehow, after two games in minors in the fall league, is able to come in and hit over 400 in the World Series, the person hearing that pitch is going to say, oh, come on, get out of my office. And that's another thing that just happened, because this was a time where things just kept happening. I mean, that's just not supposed to be.
No, it's not. It was kind of like an extended Kirk Gibson moment. Just the fact that this guy was supposed to be as good as done, and then, hey, he's going to the fall league. There's a chance. And then you hear about him tracking 350 pitches off a machine and then playing in the fall league game. And it was kind of funny, because that Monday he played, I called down to a scout and I said, how'd he look? And he says, surprisingly good. And to me, that was the sign that he was coming. And he also added that he slid in the second, as if you didn't know he had a knee issue. So it's definitely a couple of snapshot moments, but it leads up to a big piece of the grand scheme.
I've been using the term Jover managed, and the way he handled his pitching staff. What were your thoughts on game 6 and 7?
Well, 7 kind of raised more eyebrows for me. You can make a case for 6, too, with Chapman. But game 6, when he brought in Lester in traffic instead of Montgomery, who had been accustomed to those situations, that was one red flag for me right there, especially because of what I just said. Just, you know, you don't want to take guys too far out of their element. And to me, putting John Lester in there in that situation was cause for trouble, and he pitched defensively because he said he didn't want to give in, and he ends up bouncing a curve that leads to two runs. So that was the one thing that stood out for me.
Now, I don't know if you made the trip to New York for the SNL stuff and followed them out there, but and it was fine, I guess. But do you know how it ended up being those guys? Did they just put it out there and like call Peter Chase and say, hey, you know, send us whoever wants to do it, here's what we're doing? Or was there a specific request for these are the people we want? Because I keep laughing about this picture of it being out there for everybody and Bryant kind of being like, nah, I think I'll wait for something else before putting my autograph on that sketch.
Well, the first scene, you know, the grandpa grandma theme. I mean, it sounds to me like they had this plan with Ross all along. So that seemed pretty well set as far as Rizzo and Fowler's participation. I'm sure Rizzo was going to go anyway. And
anywhere Ross was going, Rizzo was going to go.
Absolutely, it was the last hurrah for the father-son team.
The leadership that Anthony Rizzo displayed and the thanks he's given to David Ross. You have no idea if he'll be, he looks like a kid who's capable, He looks like he'll be capable of living up to it, but he's kind of now, he's on his own. Now he's in the deep end because David Ross isn't there anymore. He seems equipped to handle it, don't you think?
Let's hope. Let's hope Ross doesn't have to send him a pillow. But I think but I think Anthony's going to be fine. I think this is like the next step in his progression as a ball player, not just by production, but being our leader and the fact that he was very assertive, the fact that he's been through the wars the last 5 years. That kind of puts a stamp. You know, don't forget, I think it was a couple of years ago, he says, hey, we're going to win the division. They fell short, but they went even farther by advancing to the league final. So this guy's not afraid to back up his words and make everybody aware that they don't aspire to be average.
The Jason Hamill decision and what may follow, what will follow?
They're going to kick the tires on a lot of young starting pitching they feel might be available. I kind of think that they have a good idea of who they might be able to get because I think it's kind of commendable of them to just tell him, hey, you can get a better deal out there. Well, they're sort of naked if somebody goes down between the five guys that we have coming back because there's really not much there behind those guys that could step in. So it's kind of a delicate situation, but I don't think they would do this unless they had some idea they could bring somebody in.
Where, when, and how does the understood and publicly discussed reconstruction of Jason Hayward's swing begin? Because, you know, as I understand, sort of behind the scenes, they've known for a while, but they just didn't have time to, or the wherewithal in midseason or end of season to try to figure it out. But this thing is, it's going to be like a reconstructed golf swing, and I'm just wondering when it begins and who's in charge.
I think there are probably some baby steps that have been taken, and I think kind of give him the groundwork of, okay, this is what you got to do. And then I think it starts to start building steam right after Thanksgiving. I'm sure that John Mailey will go down there and visit him in the Atlanta area. I'm sure there'll be videotapes of his swing, kind of breaking it down and making sure that there's a more direct path, maybe not as long. It's kind of tough when you have a guy 6'5", but he's got to do it. Let's face it. And then you probably get on a field in late January, somewhere warm, and kind of see if the results are there.
Gonzo, get some rest. Enjoy. What did you call it? Wyomania?
Wyomania, yeah. I've gone every year since 2004, with the exception of the November when they took their time hiring Renteria.
Oh, wow. They had to miss out for that reason? That sucks.
Yeah, I had a great streak going, and I had to miss out for that.
All right, well, enjoy. And if we haven't gotten to an entire breakdown of the American Republic at that point, and we still have state borders, here's hoping that you have the opportunity and a wonderful, safe trip. Thanks.
If I don't come back, you know why.
Yep. Well, there'll be some reason. Thanks, Mark.
Take care, guys.
Mark Gonzalez of the Chicago Tribune. Zach Zaidman with the latest on the Bears. Next on the Boers and Bernstein Show on The Score.
Cancer, we are your number one enemy. We are MD Anderson. We are fighting you with our exceptional team of doctors and nurses, advanced technology, groundbreaking clinical trials, innovative treatment options, and a collaborative approach to care. Ranked number one in the nation for cancer care by U.S. News and World Report, the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center is focused on one thing and one thing only. Making cancer history.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Nebraska, this hurts me almost as much as it hurts you. Well, probably not, because Saturday night was brutal for the Huskers, and nearly 48 hours later, that score still does not sound real. Ohio State 62, Nebraska 3. Nearly 600 yards of total offense and a 59-point win against another top 10 team. And if anybody told you that they saw that coming, they're lying, because that Ohio State team that showed up on Saturday night was nothing like the crew that struggled against Northwestern and lost to Penn State. So, was that a statement? Maybe. Probably not, though. And the Buckeyes will be the first one to tell you. Not a statement game, more like a get-right game. But it won't really matter. Nothing the Buckeyes do or say matters until November 26th. Show up like that against Michigan, and then we can talk about statements and national championships. But until then, and as dominant as it was, it really doesn't matter. I'm Jim Rome.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and guess that you're probably driving right now.
sitting comfortably behind a wheel with a tasty caffeinated beverage in your cup holder and the temperature set just how you like it. Sweet. But think about this. If you were driving with Uber, you could be earning money right now too. That's because Uber is the ultimate side hustle. Extra cash whenever you want. Earning you can turn on and off, just like your car. Got time to kill while your kids at band practice? Drive with Uber. Need extra money to put towards college tuition? Drive with Uber. Wake up early every Saturday morning for no apparent reason? Drive with Uber. This isn't just another J-O-B. This is a totally flexible way to earn when you want and chill when you don't. So raise that tasty beverage in the air and celebrate. Because your car isn't just a car. It's a four-wheeled money-making machine. Go ahead. Get your side hustle on. Visit uber.com/drive now. That's uber.com/drive now.
Chicago's Ben Zobrist is the World Series MVP, and he's signing a limited edition baseball. Now, NationalCollectorsGallery.com is offering the autographed MVP World Series baseball to honor the event, hand-signed by Ben Zobrist. It's an official World Series baseball autographed personally by Ben Zobrist. They have the special World Series logo, and it's a limited edition of 250, a perfect collectible, a great keepsake for generations to come. Ben Zobrist, the World Series MVP, so demand is high. And the NationalCollectorsGallery.com has a limited supply. Call 201-689-1211 to order the signed limited edition baseball. Each one specially, hand-signed by Ben Zobrist. It comes with its own certificate of authenticity. So to order the Ben Zobrist hand-signed limited edition baseball, call NationalCollectorsGallery.com, 201-689-1211. No better gift or collectible. Quantities are limited. Don't delay. Call 201-689-1211. That is 201-689-1211.
Paid for by the American Beverage Association, a member of Cook County Against Beverage Taxes.
Here we go again. Cook County commissioners are considering, wait for it, another tax. You heard it right, another new tax. This time, they want us to pay a lot more for hundreds of grocery items like soft drinks, juice drinks, sports drinks, energy drinks, lemonade, and teas. Even drinks with no calories or sugar. Why? Because they think we won't notice the nickel and diming. They think we'll forget the next time they ask for our vote. This new tax will hit families especially hard, adding an extra $1.44 to every 12-pack and an extra 68 cents to every 2-liter. That adds up. This on top of all the other new taxes we've been hit with. Where will it end? It's time for Cook County government to live within its own means before asking us for more of our hard-earned money. Let's keep government out of our grocery carts. Go to NoCookCountyBeverageTax.com to join the coalition and send a message to commissioners. That's NoCookCountyBeverageTax.com. Make your voice heard.
The holidays are almost here, which means more time with family and friends, enjoying more of your favorite entertainment. And the Xfinity Ready for the Holiday sale is the perfect time to get Xfinity X1, plus internet speeds up to 75 megabits per second. All for a great low price, just $89.99 a month for 12 months. You'll get the X1 voice remote, which lets you find all of your favorite holiday movies and shows faster and easier. Just saying to your remote, show me holiday movies. Or even quotes like, keep the change, you filthy animal. And your holiday favorites appear instantly right on the screen. You'll even get access to our special collection of over 500 holiday movies. Plus, with the fastest in-home Wi-Fi, all of your house guests can be online at the same time. Now until November 29th, new customers can get a great limited-time holiday offer. You'll get X1, plus internet speeds up to 75 megabits per second, all for a great low price. Just $89.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Or ask you to upgrade to get a $400 prepaid card. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including broadcast TV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply.
Hey, Chicago. Small Business Saturday is November 26th. Will your business be a part of this year's celebration? Let's listen to what Rachel Glasson, owner of Twinkle Twinkle Little One, has to say.
Last year, we sent out an email campaign ahead of time. We asked a lot of our clients to tag us when they were shopping in our store, and it was a great success in seeing so many wonderful clients supporting our business and showing that they care to support our business.
Learn how you can prepare your business and create custom marketing materials for Small Business Saturday at the Shop Small Studio from American Express. Visit shopsmall.com to get started.
Choose excitement. Choose action. Choose Hollywood Casinos, and you've already won. Two Chicagoland locations with more of the games you want, more of the generous rewards you deserve, and celebrations that shine all night. That's the kind of star power that can take you places. Hollywood Casino Aurora and Joliet. There's no place like Hollywood. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Keep your afternoon running with Dunkin's medium lattes and macchiatos for $1.99 from 12 to 6 p.m. Enjoy a delicious pick-me-up today. America runs on Dunkin'. Plus applicable taxes. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
You want the best for your children, especially when they're not feeling well. The Exergen Temporal Scanner takes temperature quickly and accurately. Pick one up at Walgreens or other fine retailers.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Can I get back to football, or?
I guess we all are, kinda, right? In some way, so we might as well. Zach Zaidman is on Twitter, at Zach Zaidman. He joins us on the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline. Your CarX man is the lowest tire prices right now. This is indeed a Bears report. What you got, Zach?
Well, since we last spoke, the Bears reported to training camp in Bourbonnais. They started off relatively healthy, and then everyone got hurt, so they finished the first half of the regular season at 2-6. But Jay Cutler is back. They had a big win against the Vikings last time out. They're coming off a bye, got the entire second half of the season ready to go, and today was the first practice of the second half of the season, and a lot of those injured players are back on the practice field in some fashion, whether it's Kyle Long, Josh Sitton, the Pro Bowl guards, Eddie Royal, Eddie Goldman, Marquise Wilson practicing for the first time since breaking his foot during the offseason. So they were all out there practicing today, and that's a big deal for head coach John Fox.
Well, I think it's a huge boost. You know, I think, as I mentioned before, just if you look at just what's happened to us in the first half, just at the quarterback position is enough to cripple a lot of teams. So, you know, obviously getting, you know, two Pro Bowl guards back is helpful. You know, I think the receiver position gets a little deeper, as well as the punt returning. You know, in the secondary, I think Bryce Callahan's been kind of hit or miss, you know, through the first half or part of the first half. So I think, you know, it makes us healthier in a lot of spots.
And given that, what's the challenge of staying healthy? I mean, I know you can't really control it, I guess, but the second half of the season, a lot of teams wear and tear causes even more injuries. Anything you can do about that besides cross your fingers?
Not really. I think, you know, just during the first half, I think without the bad luck we had, we'd have had no luck. So I think hopefully that can turn for us moving forward. A lot of it's you know, just being fortunate. So hopefully we're more fortunate in the second half than we were in the first half.
So that's some Fox philosophy on getting healthy here as the Bears begin the second half of the season. Tampa Bay, they're on the road Sunday.
Eddie Goldman's injury offered an opportunity for Jonathan Bullard. And Jonathan Bullard did what in the coach's eyes?
I don't believe it opened up an opportunity for Jonathan Bullard because he plays defensive end. I think what it did was it kind of forced the Bears to put Will Sutton at times in the middle. Sometimes they moved Akeem Hicks over to the middle. So I think not having Goldman in there hurt the Bears in terms of being able to stop the run. I think that's the area where he's best, and what it does is when he's in there and you can't run the ball on the Bears, then you understand that a team's going to be able to throw the ball and they have those third and long situations. That's where Jonathan Bullard, I think, can get off the ball and make some plays. But the problem that Bullard had is he was banged up in the first half as well. He was one of the long list of guys that was dealing with injuries throughout that first half.
When and how does John Fox play the our division kind of sucks, we have two division wins and anything can happen card?
Well, here is what he was asked today, because as you know, the Vikings and the Packers are kind of faltering of late. And the Bears finished the first half of the season 2-6, but they lost two games in which they had the lead in the fourth quarter against Indianapolis and Jacksonville. And here's his philosophy on that.
Well, I think, you know, again, you can spend a lot of time looking in the rearview mirror, you know, even driving your car, and if you spend too much time looking back, then you wreck. So, you know, our focus is in front of us now. You know, as you mentioned, you know, I'm sure, you know, a couple of those games go the other way. We're 4-4 instead of 2-6. It sounds a little bit better, no doubt. But we can't change that. We are what we are. And, you know, right now we can be 10-6 or 2-14. You know, that's the reality math-wise. So hope we're moving more towards the first one I mentioned. But, you know, again, it's we've got a whole half of the season left. You know, it's like the second half of a game. A lot can happen. And, you know, there's not as big a difference as sometimes people on the outside make. You know, I think we look at the tape and we evaluate things, and you know, it's there for the taking. It's just a matter of being a little bit fortunate, you know, injury-wise, as well as the way the ball bounces and, you know, how we do our job.
I didn't have the heart to interrupt him, but, you know, they make these new cars now with the that little alarm trigger that goes off in the event that you lose focus. So say you were actually looking at your rearview mirror mm-hmm. and forgot to look at the actual window in front of you. That little beep would go off to make sure that you hit the brake just in time so you don't slam into the car in front of you.
The emergence of Leonard Floyd, what we've seen the flashes. What other ways might Vic Fangio use him to find him, find ways to get him to be able to make more plays?
You know, it's a great question that you asked, Rosie, because we were talking with Clint Hurt, the outside linebackers coach, right before the bye, and he mentioned that one of the big things that the people kind of lost focus here with Floyd, because we were worried about his technique and all this, it's just that he's healthy. He feels healthy. And they've put him in positions to succeed because he's out there and he's healthy and he's able to do certain things. I think with him, it all starts from the stance. He's not, because he's not the biggest guy in the world, so he can't put himself in a position where the offensive lineman can get the full hands on him. What he's got to be able to do is make sure that he has the advantage in terms of the stance, the quick start off the ball, and then being able, because he's skinnier than most guys, to be able to slide in there and kind of get between two linemen and get to the quarterback. And you're seeing a lot of that occur over the last couple of games. I thought it was very important for him to follow up the game that he had against Green Bay, in which he had that sack strip for a touchdown, to follow that up with another good game against the Vikings. And I think it'll only help the Bears if Eddie Goldman is truly healthy. And today Goldman was asked, by the way, if it's a possibility that he'll be able to go Sunday against the Buccaneers. And he's missed the last six games after suffering an ankle injury against Philadelphia in week two. If Goldman is able to truly help them get better stopping the run, and you now know that teams are in second and long, third and long, that's only going to enhance what the Bears want to do from a pass rush standpoint. And Floyd is the kind of guy who can really take advantage of those situations.
And then Jordan Howard ends up being, what, NFC Offensive Player of the Week with that spectacular performance of the yards from scrimmage that we hadn't seen one guy run up in a long time.
Yeah, that was last week after that incredible performance against the Vikings. The reason I call it incredible is because they were able to do that against arguably one of the best front lines in football, and that's what the Vikings have, without two of the best guards in the NFL. Josh Sitton didn't play. Kyle Long didn't play. Eric Kush is really a center. He was moved over to left guard. And, you know, Ted Larson got his first real significant playing time of the season as a starter. And, you know, they pushed those guys off the ball and they committed to the run. You know, remember before that game, Dan, we were talking about if the Bears would have any chance to beat the Vikings, there had to be a better balance in terms of run pass. And that doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to have success running the ball, but there has to be the illusion for a defense that you're going to attempt to run it, which makes play action a little bit more convincing. But because the Bears were able to run the ball, it put them in manageable third down situations, and Cutler was able to use his feet to extend some plays, and they got the ball to the playmakers in space, guys like Zach Miller, and I thought that was very impressive.
All right, quickly, some nuggets and tidbits.
Listen to this from Kyle Long, because it's the first time that he's expanded on what occurred right before the start of the season. Remember, week two during the preseason against New England, he suffered a shoulder injury, but no one was quite sure what it was. There have been a lot of reports, and some have suggested that Long should shut it down, and he's not buying it.
There's never really a question about the other way. I mean, I'm just trying to get back. That's it. I've talked to the guys on this team. You know, when I initially tore my shoulder in the preseason, and it was like, are you going to shut it down? Are you going to play? I mean, there were conversations initially about whether or not I could go, but the guys around me would never let me do that, and I would never let me do that to myself.
Now, we don't know if Kyle Long is going to play Sunday against Tampa, but we do know, obviously, the shoulder injury that he talked about. He's been playing with some sort of wrap on one of his hands, which is something that we've noticed. He missed the last game with a triceps injury, and we don't know. The Bears don't have to file an injury report until Wednesday, so we don't know the severity of that. Granted, he was out there practicing today, but we don't know if it was full or limited. But there's a lot of different things that he's dealing with. And in the meantime, you had those two reserve guards come out and play very well against the Vikings.
Is that the first time he's actually used the words tore my shoulder?
Yes.
Yeah, we hadn't heard that before, even though everybody knew exactly what happened. Yes. Now he's able to say it, I guess, because he's the patient and he's not violating any HIPAA laws by saying it. All
correct.
Right.
And one more thing. Do you want me to play this real quick? This is the roller coaster of emotions that Eddie Goldman felt when he initially got hurt against Philadelphia.
Yeah, I thought it was worse than what it was. I didn't want the guy I don't know who it was that was, examining me, but I didn't want him to touch me when I was down on the field. I was kind of disturbed, but I pretty much knew I was going to be all right, though.
Which is it?
I don't know, but I just thought it was interesting.
Thank you, Dr. Goldman.
Yes. Well, actually sounds like a doctor. Zach, thank you.
See you guys.
And our second half's about to begin.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. Join Coach Collins and Northwestern Basketball at Welsh Ryan Arena this Friday as they host Mississippi Valley State at 7 p.m. Tickets on sale at NUSports.com. It hasn't even been 7 days since the Cubs won the World Series, but Theo Epstein and Jed Hoyer are already back at work. They're both in Scottsdale, Arizona for this year's GM meetings. Starting pitcher Jason Hammel will not be back next year. The team bought out his contract for $2 million, and outfielder Dexter Fowler will reportedly not accept the team's $17.2 million qualifying offer extended to him. He wants to test the waters of free agency. The nominees for this year's Ford C. Frick Award were released today, and on the list is the voice of the Cubs here on the Score, Pat Hughes. The Ford C. Frick Award is presented annually by the National Baseball Hall of Fame to a broadcaster for major contributions to baseball. White Sox news, the Southsiders have claimed 25-year-old left-handed pitcher Giovanni Soto off of waivers from the Oakland Athletics. In basketball, Bulls are hosting Orlando tonight at the UC. Bulls currently in the middle of a 3-game losing streak after starting the season 3-0. In hockey, the Blackhawks are off tonight. They're the winners of 6 straight thanks to their victory last night over Dallas. Hawks now find themselves with the best record in the Western Conference. They're in St. Louis Wednesday night to take on the Blues. And in football, the Bears were back at practice today, fresh off of their bye week, getting ready to go to Tampa Bay this Sunday afternoon and take on the Bucs. Marquise Wilson was back at practice for the first time since fracturing his foot since June 14th. And tonight, Monday Night Football sees Buffalo going out west to take on the Seattle Seahawks. You can hear that right here on the Score. Some things are easy to put down, but one thing that's nearly impossible, Taco Bell's rolled chicken tacos. They've got marinated all white meat chicken rolled up in a crispy shell with your choice of 5 delicious dips. Taco Bell's rolled chicken tacos are back, but not for long. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you're listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs. 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, and the home of the world champion Cubs.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Auto House on Edens.
At Auto House on Edens, you can drive the Mercedes-Benz of your dreams, including the all-new 2017 GLC. Auto House has a huge selection ready for you to drive home today. Drive it now at Auto House on Edens in Northbrook or at AutoHouseOnEdens.com.
First half or the second half, they're two equal times.
And now, it's time to begin the second half.
First half of the show featured just kind of coming out of this weekend. I mentioned how strange it was to just be going about daily life and having problems being able to drive through the area around Wrigley Field because it's still teeming with people. People are still compelled to arrive there to just kind of be there and continue to be a part of this, that the Cubs indeed clearly did win the World Series because the neighborhood is still jammed. Not complaining, I'm just kind of amazed at this psychological phenomenon. We talked to Brian Casella of the Trib about the iconic photo that he got, talked to Mark Gonzalez, who was on the beat all year, also had some football conversation with Matt Bowen.
So as we were talking to Gonzo, and he had mentioned the Cubs in light of the Hamill news, and thanks and see ya. Looking for affordable or controllable young pitching. Well, aside from Chris Sale, there is a guy named Chris Archer.
Or maybe Jose Quintana.
Well, Chris Archer has a pretty cheery contract, and Ken Rosenthal lists him just under Sale as the most viable trade option. The Rays would look at it. You're talking about a guy who in 2021... would be due $11 million. That's 2021. That's controllable.
People might be looking at 19 losses that led all of baseball, but, I don't look at one loss record. He had a fielder independent pitching at 3.81. He's a 200-inning guy.
Chris Archer can pitch. The Cubs had him. They traded him for Matt Garza. And looking up the Chris Archer, his travelogue, he was drafted by the Indians. So it's good the Cubs didn't see him in the World Series and was traded for Mark DeRosa.
What is Brian Kelly doing? You emerge from that and you start complaining about the replay rules? That's top of mind for you?
Yeah.
Oh, I got to redo the thing about replay.
Look, instead of looking at the replay, look at your team. They're not trying.
He's got problems. Yeah, maybe some people at Notre Dame have problems with his coaching.
How long does this go on? I mean, there's been an inertia here, and I know for a fact that they just got out. They finished up paying Charlie Weiss a year ago. So they don't want to go down this road again. But you're going down this road again, whether you like it or not. You're in the middle of a really bad road where you might need a change.
I've always looked at them as money's not an issue. They got it. They need to win. That's what they apparently value more than a lot of things, more than a lot of humanity would tell you. But they got the money. I don't care. That's what Texas does, too. So a friend of ours is going into the Hockey Hall of Fame tonight. Bob Verdi.
Oh, cool.
Bob Verdi was the recipient of this year's Elmer Ferguson Memorial Award, a former great Montreal journalist.
Equivalent of the Ford Frick Award for which both Hawk Harrelson and Pat Hughes have been nominated.
Yes. And the broadcaster award for the Hall of Fame is called the Foster Hewitt Award. So Bob Verdi was in, and he's a guy, I always see him, I say, Bob, I read you as a kid. And then he offers an expletive and says, carry on, son. He goes in and it's much deserved. He covered the Blackhawks. He wrote everything in Hockey Digest. He wrote about the Hawks as a columnist at the Tribune. And he coined the term dollar bill. The late Bill Wirtz did not like until people started asking him to sign dollar bills. And then he kind of got a kick out of it, Verdi says. There's a really nice story about Verd and his hockey travels on NHL.com. Brian Hedger wrote it. I think it's NHL.com. Brian Hedger wrote it. And congratulations to Verd. It's a really nice honor.
If you get the chance, I put this in a video that's in my Twitter timeline. I think Deadspin picked it up as well and several other outlets because it's kind of viralizing as we speak. But BBC last night debuted the first part of its 6-episode series, Planet Earth 2, and this is the best technology you could imagine, doing the best nature documentary. I mean, the original Planet Earth was so amazing. I mean, even if you remember the stuff with the Wolverine, I mean, just incredible what they were able to capture and how they did it. And there is a 2-minute segment that is the best athletic performance you will see today.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the best athletic performances you will see ever by anybody or anything. I'm not kidding. You could go to at Dan_Bernstein and just scroll down, and I just put one word on the retweet, just amazing. And it is a baby iguana that is beset by sea snakes on land. I don't know how many, 100 sea snakes? I don't know how many. This on an island somewhere. It is, your jaw will drop.
It looked like a video game, the way the snakes rose from all parts, every piece of land, arose.
I'm not going to give away how it ends, but it is a baby iguana walking in, going through the valley of the shadow of death. And as a great comedian said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, actually, now that I think about it, I will run through the valley of the shadow of death, because you get out of the valley quicker that way. And it looks like, as somebody, one of my Twitter followers responded with, this looks like every great Earl Campbell run ever strung together start to finish. But go, baby iguana.
So we just came off the World Series, and if you watched Fox, you had perhaps an eye on Pete Rose, and I came across this on the AV Club. Do you read the AV Club?
Yeah,
you follow
sure,
them?
Sure.
Okay. They did,
used to be part of the Onion, and then they sort of went off on their own. Yeah.
They did an oral history of Airplane.
I read it.
Okay.
It's great.
I love this piece.
Leslie Nielsen and his fart machine.
Yes.
He would not put the fart machine down.
But here's the part I got a kick out of. They offered the part to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yep.
And they offered him $30,000. And his agent asked for $35,000 so Kareem could buy an Oriental rug. And they said, oh boy, this agent's really good. This is really creative. But said Jerry Zucker, one of the co-creators, a couple weeks later, there's an article in Time with a picture of Kareem standing in front of the Oriental rug that he bought for $35,000 after we paid him. Yeah. Their first choice for Kareem's role was Pete Rose. They wanted Pete Rose. It was filmed during baseball season. You know, it was filmed in August, and he couldn't do it. And do you know the Robert Hayes role? Do you know who first auditioned, the first person to audition? You do. You read the piece.
I read it, so I'm not going to give it away.
Then Bruce Jenner, followed by David Letterman. I just love that. I love the movie.
Who they said wasn't an actor. They said he was a funny guy, and yes, everybody loved him, but he was just not an actor.
Read,
he didn't want to play a character.
Movie reference.
That's second half. Then we say, what do you think? 312-644-6767. But coming up real fast is Eric Edholm talking NFL after four. We'll get a full reset of what the hell's going on in this league. And then we'll talk to Zach Miller at five. Plenty of Cubs stuff in between now and then because there's still Cubs on the mind. And that's okay because we're your home for the World Series champion, Chicago Cubs. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
I think, you know, our guys responded in the second half.
Pepsi salutes the World Series champion Chicago Cubs.
Fowler hits a fly ball to deep center field. Back goes Davis. Back near the center field fence. At the wall. And that ball is a home run. Home run, Dexter Fowler. I had to wait. Davis leaping up. Had his glove above that 9-foot barrier.
This Cubs moment brought to you by Pepsi, proud sponsor of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Chicago loves the King of Queens.
Man, people are really into us.
Come home to the show that delivers the laughs 5 days a week.
Whoa!
Today at 5 on WCIU The U.
Even though we're just emerging from baseball, believe it or not, we have emerged into the time where we have to start thinking about holiday gifts. And you think, wait, what? Yeah, you got to start thinking about it, but I'm going to make it easy on you because I have the perfect gift that's going to help you avoid the malls and the lines and the crowds. And I know we did this a year ago, and I got such great feedback from this package from Omaha Steaks. And that's because Omaha Steaks, they sell themselves, and I've been enjoying Omaha Steaks since I was a little kid. Just when they were a very small company, and my family's from Omaha, and they've known about them forever and known the owners forever. So it was always a big deal in our house when the box arrived, and it will be in your house because this perfect gift, check this out. And all you got to do is listen here, is you're not going to believe me, but this is true. For only $49.99, you can get the family gift pack when you go to omahasteaks.com and you go to the search bar. And you enter my code DANB. What you're going to get is 77% off what it costs for all of these things in the family gift pack. And again, it's DANB in the search bar. Exclusive savings at Omaha Steaks just for you. So listen to this. This is what you will get. All of this for less than $50. Deep breath. 2 filet mignons, 2 top sirloins, 2 boneless pork chops, 4 boneless chicken breasts, 4 kielbasa sausages, 4 burgers, a 12-ounce package of all beef meatballs, 4 potatoes au gratin, 4 caramel apple tartlets, an Omaha Steak seasonings packet, and 4 additional kielbasa sausages free. All of that. Go to omahasteaks.com, enter my code DANB in the search bar. Add the family gift pack to your cart and get that. It's a 77% savings. It's everything I just said there for just $49.99. So I don't have to tell you that it's guaranteed to be a hit. Go to the search bar at omahasteaks.com and enter Dan B.
Bob Roman.
Right now at Bob Roman Gurney Hyundai, you can get huge savings from $500 to $5,000 on almost every new Hyundai in stock, like the all-new 2016 Hyundai Sonata. Plus, all new Hyundais come with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty, and the Hyundai Assurance Plan.
Bob Roman, Gurney Hyundai on Grand Avenue, right across from Gurney Mills, or online at gurneyhyundai.com.
Plus, tax title, license, dock fee, and approved credit.
There's only one Bob Roman.
Hurry in to Bob Roman Schaumburg Kia on Golf Road in Schaumburg and get your best deal on a new Kia. We will not be undersold. Right now, save from $500 to $5,000 on every new Kia in stock. Plus, all new Kias come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty and so much more.
Bob Roarman, Schaumburg Kia, just west of the Woodfield Mall on Golf Road in Schaumburg.
I'm Dan Patlack, your taxpayer advocate, and Citizens for Dan Patlack paid for this ad.
Dan Patlack is gaining support. The Daily Herald says he speaks with youthful energy and passion about the agency's mission of assuring fairness to all. Patlack approaches the job not so much like a politician, but as a commissioner whose responsibility is to rule the way the evidence and numbers tell him to rule. The Chicago Tribune says Patlack is smart and diligent, and he tries to keep the system fair. The Sun-Times says Patlack has the better professional credentials. Dan Patlack promised and delivered improvements at our Board of Tax Review. Online appeals, online evidence submission, over 200 assessment appeal seminars to educate taxpayers about the appeal process, and increasing transparency with all decisions available on the Board of Review website.
I appreciate the editorials, but the most important endorsement is yours on Election Day. With your vote on November 8th, I will fight unfair assessments and keep the Board of Review responsive to regular folks. I'm Dan Patlack. It is my privilege to serve you. Thank you.
All day, every day, Dunkin' Donuts Value Menu is here. Start your morning with a tasty muffin or coffee roll for $1.49. Need a boost? Turbo shots are 49 cents. How about a bite? Six-piece hash browns are 99 cents. So are egg and cheese wake-up wraps. Add savory bacon, sausage, or ham for 50 cents more. Dunkin' Donuts Value Menu keeps you running. America runs on Dunkin'. Plus, bookable tax. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Dunkin' Donuts presents the Sweet Black Pepper Bacon Sandwich Experience. You take a bite, it's back. Four strips of caramelized bacon crispiness with egg and cheese on an oven-toasted croissant. Get philosophical. Can bacon be beautiful? That sweet sugar and black pepper says, oh yeah. Experience Dunkin' Donuts Sweet Black Pepper Bacon Sandwich any time of day. America runs on Dunkin'. Price participation may vary. Limited time offer.
It's back. Dunkin' Sweet Peppered Bacon Sandwich. Take your bacon sandwich to the next level with four slices of peppered bacon, caramelized to perfection. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
At Sullivan's Steakhouse, succulent steak, seafood, and seasonal spirits await holiday celebrations of any size. Book your next festive fling today at Sullivan's Steakhouse, River North, downtown Naperville, Lincolnshire. Don't miss the Midday Business Report every weekday before noon. And if you want to listen to the Midday Business Report, log on to 670thescore.com to hear it as a podcast. Comcast Business. Your business depends on internet. Get internet your business can depend on. Comcast Business, built for business.
Coach Wanstead here. When you're looking for a new car, my friends at Ed Napleton Automotive Group have locations all over Chicagoland. Check out ednapleton.com, second to none since 1931.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
I love the response I'm getting in the iguana video. Yes, it is. I'm telling you.
Yes.
You got to believe me. Everything I'm telling you, how amazing that is. It is just that. It's the best athletic performance you will ever see.
A lot of broken tackles.
You're talking about under pressure?
Yes.
Under that
for your
kind,
life.
Under that kind of pressure. That's performance.
I need to add something. I choked earlier when I was talking about Verd and then the parallel for broadcasters, the Foster Hewitt Award. The inductee this year, tonight, Sam Rosen.
Thank you very much. I couldn't be more pleased to accept the award, but I'm hungry.
Rangers legend.
You have such small portions of food.
One time in the old stadium when I was asked to be on the Rangers between second and third period, asked to be the guest and had to walk up to the top because that's where they put everybody. It's right. 96 steps. And I was on. Sam was there. He was taking a break, but he's greeting me. He's like the greeter. And, hey, thanks for coming up.
Come we on appreciate in.
It. And this massive pinky ring, and it was like.
Would you like something to eat?
Yeah. Right. A great guy.
I'm in football mode, and I'm in Cincinnati.
Absurd here. So he's like the greeters just standing by?
He was. Welcome. He's a play-by-play guy, but it was between periods, and he's, oh, thanks for coming.
He's a good dude.
Yes, he is.
Oh, and while we've got a couple minutes, I want to thank, as always, annually, I want to thank all the fine folks at Chicago's Blind Services Association for having me out there to do the auction work for Saturday night's gala. And we had a terrific time and raised a whole lot of money. I want to thank everybody who was there, who bought tickets, who bid on some of the auction items, because it's a very small but very active and important charity that does everything for the blind community of Chicago, from helping people with their Pathways program, to help people with basic life skills, to helping people have their books read to them, have going to their house to get their mail and read their bills to them, all sorts of things. And it's a lot of volunteers and a lot of hardworking people. We had another fabulous night at a venue I've never been, which was on Lakeshore Drive, the Surgical Museum. I don't know if you've ever been. There's a museum right there.
Never knew it existed.
No, it's like 1500 North Lakeshore Drive, and it's a museum that chronicles the history of surgery in the world. And they've got the great party rooms with these statues in there. It's a fabulous venue, and it was a terrific night. And I've got a nice email today that we raised a lot of money to help Chicago's blind community. And I just want to thank him for having me. And speaking of community, this thought that I think needs to be brought forward from Schmutzy. It says, in addition to all the well-deserved kudos for putting together a championship team, the Cubs ownership should be commended for giving a huge boost to Chicago's economy this year. In addition to laying out their plan for rebuilding the team, they spoke of being good members of the community, and damn, did they do that. I can't help but compare this absolutely measurable economic impact from a hometown franchise with Richie Daly's envisioned quote-unquote new money that would have arrived with the 2016 Summer Olympics. Because not only did Chicago avoid that black hole, but the Cubs have provided a huge boost and shown everybody that new money can be generated from within the city itself, by the city itself. Bars, eateries, jersey sales, hat sales, every other small business that got a bump from the Cubs. Not to mention the tax revenue from the same. I'd love to see an estimated dollar amount placed on what the Cubs just did.
Wow. Yeah. Well, and
it's meaningful.
I wouldn't leave it to the city. If they said 5 million people were out there, no wonder they can't balance the budget. They don't know anything about numbers. So I wouldn't trust them on what the economic value of what the Cubs did and what they meant. However,
I know it's real, though.
All those Wrigleyville neighbors complaining about all that stuff, were they complaining when they were charging $100 to park for playoff games?
More than that. It ended up being more than $250 to go into a bar and watch a game.
I'm just saying.
Right.
Shut up.
He's
There's a
Steve
baseball
Rosenblum.
Team there. They're really good. They bring people into the neighborhood.
He's in for Terry Bors. I'm Dan Bernstein. Eric Edholm will remind us of what's happening in the NFL next on The Score.
Congratulations to the world champion, Chicago Cubs. The celebration continues here on The Score. Don't tune out.
Mark Grody with John Lester backstage.
I mean, I know you came here to win, man, but was this even better than you could envision?
I mean, it blows it out of the water. Theo started talking about the young guys. That's when I started listening. He really is a no BS kind of guy.
You're listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion, Chicago Cubs.
You'll pay less sales tax on your next new Ford.
Ready shop at Golf Mill Ford.
With Golf Mill Ford's huge trade-in allowances and even bigger discounts, you'll pay less for your next new Ford and pay less sales tax only at the number one Ford dealer in Illinois, Golf Mill Ford.
The holidays are almost here, which means more time with family and friends, enjoying more of your favorite entertainment. And the Xfinity Ready for the Holiday sale is the perfect time to get Xfinity X1, plus internet speeds up to 75 megabits per second, all for a great low price, just $89.99 a month for 12 months. You'll get the X1 voice remote, which lets you find all of your favorite holiday movies and shows faster and easier. Just say into your remote, "Show me holiday movies," or even quotes like, "Keep the change, you filthy animal," and your holiday favorites appear instantly right on the screen. You'll even get access to our special collection of over 500 holiday movies. Plus, with the fastest in-home Wi-Fi, all of your house guests can be online at the same time. Now until November 29th, new customers can get a great limited-time holiday offer. You'll get X1, plus internet speeds up to 75 megabits per second, all for a great low price. Just $89.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Or ask her to upgrade to get a $400 prepaid card. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including broadcast TV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply.
The material handling equipment industry has been around since the dawn of machines. So why not choose the company that's been there from the start? Equipment Depot is the largest independent forklift dealer in the U.S. So whether you're moving products or building, they've got you covered with the leading brands of forklifts and aerial lifts. Their goal is to continue breaking barriers and becoming the company you can't imagine living without. For new and used forklift sales, service, parts, and rental, Equipment
Depot is equipped to serve. The best equipment, the best service, guaranteed. 35 locations and online at eqdepot.com.
Welcome to another Exelon ComEd Rate Hike Horror Show. With us is Jimmy from the company who's a zombie.
Yeah, I'm a zombie.
And you want to feast on a $15 billion rate hike.
We're very hungry.
But you made $2.2 billion last year.
We're always very hungry.
You made $841 million last quarter.
Illinois ratepayers are pretty tasty. We always gotta have more money.
Lesson learned. Don't let ComEd Exelon eat Illinois alive. Visit noexelonbailout.com and call your Illinois legislator today.
This is Charles Osgood. Whether traveling or working remotely, we know your PC is your business headquarters. And when work takes you on the go, you need a laptop that can keep up. Dell's XPS 13 empowers small business owners to collaborate anywhere with incredible battery life and powerful performance. Reduce downtime by 50% and boost productivity with 4 times faster performance when you refresh to new Dell PCs featuring Intel Core processors. Visit Dell.com/radio.
Your carbon monoxide alarm may soon begin chirping every 30 seconds. This required safety feature tells you the alarm has reached the end of its life. How old is your CO alarm? If you installed it more than 5 years ago, it's time.